Welcome back to the prayer podcast. I'm Pastor Joe Patterson, along with Pastor Christy Allen.
Hello, everyone.
And we come to you today, and I think it was a conversation that we didn't know last week that we were going to have. Mm-hmm. And so we come to you today in certainly a moment of grief and a moment of difficulty as a church, as a staff, as a bunch of friends, as mm-hmm. we have lost a dear friend, Megan Davidson. And so we come today, Christy, and we're going to talk a little bit about grief and a little bit about prayer.
Prayer, yes, as we were talking earlier about what we should talk about today, it just seemed fitting that in times like this, sometimes it's hard to pray, Joe, in all honesty.
Absolutely.
And so we thought it would be maybe helpful for us together to maybe talk through some of those things. And we thought as we were doing that, that we'd like to share that with you all. Because here on the Prayer Podcast, we look to find ways to make prayer more meaningful and accessible, and for us to really understand the power of prayer. So I find it very fitting, even though this will be maybe difficult, but we're gonna do our best to bring some meaning to our conversation today that hopefully will be healing and helpful for all of us.
Absolutely. You know, it's a hard time, but it's even, I've said a lot, I think, in the last 48 hours that it's not a hard time. It's an impossible time. It's, it's a time that we, certainly cannot be expected to do alone. And I don't think have been expected to do alone, but if we're not careful, that could be our choosing. Mm-hmm. And so I think the first thing we really want to talk about is just the power of community and the power of friendship in these moments, and the power of family, mm-hmm. whether it's your birth family or the family that you choose.
Yeah.
And how honoring is it for us to talk about that, because it was so paramount and so important to Megan.
Yes, that she literally treated every person like they were family.
Yes.
She really was able to focus in and love the person in front of her and in such an incredible way. And so that is very fitting. And,
yes.
And I felt like we certainly here as a staff are very blessed that we really do feel like family.
Yeah.
But I was encouraged yesterday, Joe, as hard as it was here to be at church, we needed to be together.
Absolutely.
And I think I was sharing with you, there were several people who offered a hug, that I didn't even know their name, but they knew I needed, they could tell by the look on my face, and that we just needed to be together. And so whether it was a quick word of, you know, we love you, praying for you, or just a silent hug meant so much. And in all the ways that people have been doing that, whether it's through a text or a random phone call or whatever, that we do need that as humans. Our go-to, and I know I'm certainly guilty of this, I'm a very private person, and so a lot of times I want to be alone with whatever I'm dealing with. So it's very easy to draw away and be alone. But this is a kind of time when we need each other. We need to be together.
Right.
And I think that's been very, very important for us to do, even when it's hard and awkward.
Yes.
Joe, you were talking about that, the gathering of the staff, and how there was a time of just pure no talking, but lots of crying and grieving, and how hard that was.
Right.
But I think that was important.
Yeah. Certainly if you are making the intentional effort to be together, then we always, I think, as humans try to, fill silence with noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I don't know whether it lowers our anxieties or just makes us feel like we're actually doing something, but it's these moments in which even if it does feel very, very awkward and feels very, very anxious that there is no noise and there is no talking or no words, mm-hmm. you know, offer ourselves permission to be okay with that.
Yeah.
There was, you know, a moment on Saturday afternoon, literally less than an hour or so after we, as a staff, had, and the information was getting out very, very quickly, yet slowly to some others. I know you, Christy, were just not able to get that information too much later, but, you know, just the shock.
Mm-hmm.
And the just the utter disbelief that comes from that those first couple hours, and it's important to be together, and it's important to be in that moment with one another, and I think what we were kind of talking about was there are no words. There's no prescriptive, helpful thing to say in those moments a lot of times. But if words are necessary, there are places that we can go to. Time-tested, yes. Ancient places that have been gone time and time and time and time again.
Yes.
Over the course of human history and of the course of God's movements in his world,
mm-hmm.
that can accurately provide hope in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk a little bit about a couple of those things?
Yeah. So as we were talking earlier, about how sometimes we just don't have the words, and certainly that's a big struggle in this kind of grief of how do I pray or what do I say? And so we were talking about how the Kyrie,
yeah.
You know, God have mercy, Christ have mercy,
yeah.
You know, or just these things that we've experienced that and just saying that, just having something to say,
right.
that can just draw God nearer. Mm-hmm. And whether it's that or the 23rd Psalm,
yeah.
which we've been saying together as a church community here for the past month. Was never more fitting on Sunday than it had been. It was just incredible to me. But those words where we can trust that God is our shepherd, that
right.
He is going to be with us and protect us and hold us and all of those things that are said. But going to Scripture, certainly, and the Psalms beautifully demonstrate this crazy thing we call life, where you can have joy and grief in the same day.
Right.
Where life is just happening all the time, but in the midst of all of that, God is there. So I think Scripture, I think some of these ancient prayers, mm-hmm. that people have prayed over time. I know for my family, my mother almost reads her hymnal more than she does her Bible, Joe.
Yeah.
She loves music and has played in the church for years and years. And so there have been times of grief in my family where my mom and I have just sung lines from a hymn.
Right.
And I think I was sharing with you earlier about Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him.
Yeah.
How he's proved me o'er and o'er.
Mm-hmm.
And just even just that refrain over and over brought comfort to us.
Right.
And so when you have no words, leaning on words, like you said, that you have access to, and some of these ancient prayers that we've shared here on the podcast before, you know, whether it's Merton or Augustine or any of these other saints that have gone before, there are some really powerful prayers that we can pray that I think are important. And I think that's another reason it's important for us to lean on the Scriptures. That's
right.
That's God's words that we can, his truth that we can hang
right.
on to, that are real.
That's right.
The laments, are there because that's our human experience.
You know, I was here on the Millers campus for some of the day Sunday morning. The other part of the day, I was preaching at Faith United Methodist Church for our dear friend Cam.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, of course, had prepared a sermon for this week and was trying to adjust on the fly a little bit with, you know, our reality currently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was speaking about the hymn, or had referenced the hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Mm-hmm. And Be Thou My Vision historically has been considered from the Christian monastic tradition. So this is way back, way
older
back.
Older than we think it
older
is.
Older we think. Yeah. Older than, and even when you think, much older than that. Mm. and what they saw this hymn as more of a prayer of protection. And called, had a term for that, Lyrica. And a Lyrica, actually in the Greek, it means, body armor.
Hmm.
And there is a garment from ancient times that Roman warriors would wear for protection called Lyrica.
Wow.
And so, Be Thou My Vision, for many, many years, for many generations, has been considered in tough times and in hard times a prayer of protection. Mm. And I guess where I'm going with this is when our sensitivities are really, really heightened,
mm-hmm.
and we are very vulnerable, we need prayers of protection.
Mm.
And those can be the words.
Yes.
When we don't have words.
That's right.
And so it doesn't have to be Thou My Vision. It can be, Lord have mercy, Christ mm-hmm. have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's,
it could be any one of those short scriptures or hymns or
anything,
or worship songs that are meaningful. We sang yesterday, I'll raise my hallelujah.
Yes.
And that was another, just even the word hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or any version of that, or Hosanna, or just any of those kind of words,
yeah.
that we feel connect us to God, that are easy to say.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so beautiful how Adam was talking about, we praise anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we pray anyway. And I think mm-hmm. that's kind of what we're talking about today, that even when it's hard to pray, mm-hmm. and, you know, let's be honest, Joe, a lot of us can get very angry with God.
Right.
Why did this happen? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, why that person, or why me, or why this or that?
And there's some health in that.
And
on
there
some
really
level.
Is. And yeah. I think we need to express that and be real about
yeah.
that, and be okay that,
yeah.
that, and not feel ashamed that sometimes we feel that way. And we see that in scripture too, this crying out, you know, and being real. And I think the more we can get in touch with that and expressing what we're feeling, even if we don't feel like it's even the appropriate feeling, to be able to share that,
right.
and to know that that's okay, and that, and we're going to go through that. We're going to be angry. We're going to be grief stricken and sad. We're going to be, you know, just heartbroken and be a wreck, be in a fog, be
right.
whatever we are. But to be real about that and not, come here pretending like we're okay when we're not.
You talked a little bit earlier when we were discussing this issue, and we've been doing a lot of just sitting around and talking.
Yeah,
today. It's
mm-hmm.
been so good.
It has been
so good. Encourage you guys listening to do a lot of the same,
mm-hmm.
if that's what you feel like you need to do. But you talked a little earlier about embracing the holy cry,
yes,
of the moment.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so one of our beautiful friends here that is here a lot, Nancy Ramey, was here.
Yeah.
And just she comes here a lot and just sits in one of the rooms and And just does different things, prays, and just does different things here at the church, and just likes to be here with us. And
gives me a hard time. You know?
Yeah, she likes to harass us a lot. But anyway, she's kind of like our grandma around here. Yeah. But anyway, she was here, and I went in there, and I told her, I said, I just need a Nancy hug. And so I hugged her, and she said, oh, come on now. I need you to give me that holy cry. I need the holy snot on me. You know, I'm going to hug you till you cry because you need to.
Yes.
And I did. I needed her to hold me and give me a place to just cry. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That's all she said. She didn't try to make me feel better. She just held me and gave me that place. And I think we all need to have that moment of embracing the holy cry. Mm-hmm. And I knew that she loved me. And I knew she's so real and just, you know, it's just one of those people that, you know, you can just let it all hang out with her, you know, and she loves you anyway. And, so having these people in our lives too, Joe, that we can do that with, and like you said, find that somewhere. And certainly that's what we try to be about here at Broadway. But there's a loved one or a friend or someone that we can trust, hopefully, to do that with.
Right.
And if not, you know, God is there, waiting for us to cry out to him.
Yeah.
And certainly gives us that space. And so we were talking about that too, Joe, when about not having the words to pray or say, and it made me think of that scripture about how even we don't know, the Holy Spirit knows.
Right.
And this is from, I'm going to share it here, I can pull it up here, from Romans,
Chapter 8, you said, right?
Chapter 8, and I believe it's verse 26. And it says, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans.
Wow.
And to me, that's kind of that holy cry to God, you know, that those wordless groans, just that very visceral human feeling, but the Holy Spirit knows how to carry that when we don't, and helps us in our weakness. And certainly when we're grieving, we're in that weird vulnerable place, like you were saying, where we just don't know. I mean, I don't know how many times around here in the past few days that all of us are just sitting here shaking our heads going, I just don't know, you know, I don't know what to say. And certainly for people, as we're trying to offer comfort, not only to each other, but to everyone who knew her. And as we say this, on the podcast, there's everybody out there has something, some sort of something that they're dealing with.
Right.
We're so quick as humans to try to make fix it, you know, and we want to make somebody feel better because it's so hard.
Right.
It's so hard to sit with somebody who's sad or hurting, but that's what we need to do.
And there's, you know, I think we'd be off base if we didn't encourage our listeners to do a couple things here in this moment. Number one, we would encourage you to be very, very cautious with what you say to some folks that have lost a very dear friend.
Or hurting in some form of fashion.
This goes way beyond this one moment. Any moment that there's intense grief involved, be very cautious about what you say. And number two, we'd encourage you to have seriousness to the comment, we're praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy to just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd like to encourage you today on the prayer podcast to mean it and to give time to that comment. And if you're going to state that to somebody, to, you know, take 30 seconds to offer a real prayer for someone, to offer a prayer to ask God to surround someone that's hurting with his loving arms.
Yes.
Those are very simple words to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very meaningful words to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are things that I think we all would really, really need in a moment of loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so cautious with what you say to people that have lost, and also to take the time to back up what you're saying. If you say you're going to, that you're praying for somebody on a Facebook post or when you text somebody, mm-hmm. actually take the 25, 30 seconds that it takes to follow through on that promise.
Mm-hmm. And again, like we're saying, it's hard to know what the words are, but you don't have to know the words. You just have to know the heart and the love, and what has been meaningful to me. And I think, you were saying being cautious what you say. Sometimes you don't have to say anything.
Don't say anything.
Because there's nothing you're going to say that's really going to make them feel better. Yeah. So you don't need to say anything.
Yeah.
I think more importantly, I love you is a great one to say. But I'm here, and just be here. Yeah. Just be with them.
Can I bring you a meal?
Yeah.
Can I bring you a dessert? Mm-hmm. You know, can I bring you a gift card? Would that be helpful to you?
Can I sit with you?
Can I go
with
by
you?
And mm-hmm. and can we watch the Reds game tonight? You know, something like that. You
offer
know,
offer your presence. Yeah.
Just is your favorite Starbucks that I can pick up for you on the way home tonight? Mm-hmm. You know, and drop off. You know, there's just these little things that can encourage, and will not overwhelm a person that's grieving if it's done correctly. And we just encourage all if you're listening and you're hurting, man, we're going to say a prayer here for all of you and all of us that are in this process together. If you're in between hurts, it's inevitable at some point. You know, we will hurt in this life. And so we pray for you as well. And we pray for our church. Mm-hmm. We pray that
in our community.
Our community. It's a great loss has taken place. But we do know that, I've said this a lot today, we know that we are in relationship with a God that particularly specializes in these moments.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to show up in them.
Yeah.
And and so we're going to hold fast to that track record that he's had. So, and look to him in these moments for his guidance and for his wisdom and his providential care mm-hmm. upon us. But Christy, would you close us in a moment of prayer here?
Sure.
And we just, if you're listening, and we just, we ask that you just, in this moment, just quiet your spirit and lift your hands if you want to, and in a posture of joining with us in this moment, we're going to lift our hands out towards you as we experience this moment, and we encourage you as a listener to reach your hand out to us and sharing in this moment with us, because you know, this podcast is a community. It's a sub community of a larger community, of an even larger community of faith. Mm. And so we in this moment, we hurt individually, we hurt collectively. And we look to you as you look to us in this moment, as we all look to God. Mm. Pray for us, Christy.
Mm. Gracious God, we come to you heartbroken and at a loss. And many of us find ourselves in different places today. And maybe with different types of pain, different things going on in our lives, different struggles. But right now we want to take this moment to pray anyway, when we don't have the words, to seek you and your comfort that only can come from you. God, we know it's okay for us to cry, to be angry, to be lost to not know what to say or do with ourselves right now. But we know what we really need to do is be with you. And God, we just pray that we will find ways to be present to each other, that we will reach out and love the person in front of us. And we also know it's hard to receive love sometimes.
That's right.
It's hard to receive comfort. So give us the ability to receive the love that is shown to us. It's awkward and it's hard and we don't want to cry. We don't want to show our vulnerability, but goodness knows we all feel that from time to time, and it should be okay. It should be natural and normal. So help us to be open to receiving comfort from others. God, we pray that we would just find ways to encourage and support and love each other. We particularly pray for Randy and Drew and in these moments and the rest of Megan's family, her parents and her sister, and just our community at large, God, that you would just particularly surround them with your love as they have some dark days ahead. But we know that your light is there.
Yes.
And may we just all come together as brothers and sisters. And again, in other areas of life that are bringing pain and suffering, that we would be able to reach out and reach up and just extend ourselves to you and to each other, and just be still and sit with it, even when it's hard. That you will love us through it,
mm-hmm.
and that you will continue to provide, and that you have proven yourself over and over again that you are faithful. So may we hold on to that. May we hold on to your words of your undying love for us,
right.
That your love endures forever.
Yes, it does.
Your love endures forever. So, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. In your name we pray.